human beings have a lot of stories, and we like to be right about things. And if you notice, you can find evidence for anything. If you want to be right about something, you can find evidence about it. I mean, you might have that cousin, right, who just drives you up the wall, and you have evidence, man. You have evidence that she or he is that way. I mean, you know, and you can find it. Or if you have a certain story about yourself, about what your capacity is, right, that something that you're good at or you're not good at, you probably have evidence. You could, you know, give me a list, Stephanie, this is the list of things, you know, and evidence that I have as to why I can't do this or why I am this certain way. And I just want to have you consider that what you actually look for in your life is what you're going to get. And this comes back around to leadership. Is, you know, you might have a story or a lot of evidence about why you can't be a leader or why you can't step into that leadership role. And it's really important to notice that the more you focus on that, the more, you know, you're going to find evidence for it, and it's going to be true. And so what I really encourage you to do when determining your leadership is shift your focus, not from all the reasons, all the evidence as to why you can't be a leader, but all the reasons, all the evidence why you can be a leader. And that's that shift. It's going to then have everything expand. Because, again, the more you focus on something, more that's going to expand. The more you focus, you know, on your problems about money, for example, the more those problems are going to, the bigger those problems, for example, are going to seem, right? And so if you're going to find evidence about something, if you want to be right about anything, then be right about the fact that you're a leader. Find evidence for why you're a leader and why you can inspire other people and really make a difference. And you also, you know, leadership, I'm not talking about leadership just in the context of business. Of course, this is, you know, within ProU, but I honestly believe that who you are in one area of your life is usually who you are in another area of life. So when I'm talking about leadership, I'm not talking about just leadership in your business. I'm talking about leadership in your life, in your relationships, with your significant other, with your kids, you know, in, you know, your just your daily life with your family. You know, who are you going to be? What kind of leader are you going to be? What kind of evidence can you find to be that leader that you need to be? And what's interesting is once you take on being a leader, for example, say you just take on leadership with Pro, that will translate into the kind of leader you're going to be in other areas of your life, which is kind of amazing. So what I wanted to do is just, I don't like to have calls just me kind of babbling. You know, that's my little spiel for now. But what I'd really love to do is actually bring someone on the call. Someone who, you know, just maybe you're feeling stuck in something or you're not quite clear on, you know, how you can become a leader in your business. And I'm going to coach you. I'm just going to offer, I'm going to listen to where you're at and give you some coaching and have you really delve into, you know, what kind of leader you can be and how to find that leader that's already existing inside of you. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to take everyone off of mute. And the first person to say, I want to come on, you'll come on. And then what I'll ask is everyone else, because of the way the phone system is set up, everyone else just press *6, or if you have a mute button on your phone, just that would be wonderful if you could just mute yourselves while I'm coaching this other person. And, you know, we'll see how much time we have. Definitely one person. Would love to coach one person. If we have time for two, then we'll definitely do that. And the point really is that, you know, you will – in my coaching someone else, you will be able to relate to that conversation and be able to apply it to yourself. So it's going to be really a really valuable conversation that we're going to be having. All right, so I'm going to unmute everyone right now, and the first person to shout out will be coached, okay? So I'm going to do that right now. Okay, who would like coaching? Any volunteers?
Me. Harriet.
Who is this?
Harriet.
Harriet. Awesome. You're going to jump aboard for some coaching?
Yes.
Okay, great. If everyone would just be so kind as to do *6. Thank you so much. Great. Hi, Harriet.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Thank you so much for being so, like, just courageous and jumping right in. I love that.
Oh,
So tell me, Harriet, where do you feel that you're stuck when it comes to leadership, whether it be in your life or in your business?
Well, I'm just about my next birthday. I'm going to be 80.
Oh wow! Amazing.
I don't always tell people that. I'm good health, and I don't know what 80 looks like, but I don't think I look 80. But I'm having a problem with that, and after 10 years of taking care of a handicapped husband, jumping out again and doing the education and thinking that people will think I'm too old and you know, it's like my neighbor said to me the other day, what do you expect to do? You're 80, you know, you haven't got much, probably more time. You know, what is your reason for wanting to do this? And, of course, I set him straight. But I'm just, should I be afraid of letting people know this, or I don't know. It's when people who don't know, you know, I mean, I didn't know when somebody was 80 when I was a lot younger. I just thought they were just old people, you know. And so it's kind of a dilemma with me of that, and that's kind of a hang up.
Yeah. Great. No, well, you know, thank you, you know, for sharing that. And, you know, I have to say, for me personally, when you said that, I was like, that is so cool. Like, that was the first thought that I had. Well, you brought up a really great point, though, is in the face of leadership, whenever someone stands up and creates a leader, there's always going to be someone that's going to try to stomp them down. And that's just kind of, it's been the way it has been through history, is when someone's willing to have that courage and really stand for who they are and stand for something, you're always going to have someone that disagrees with you or some sort of controversy. And that's just what happens when you play a big game, right? If you're going to, you could play small and not have those problems, but Harriet, you're up to a big game. You like what I'm hearing is you're out there to transform the way people view those that are, you know, in their 80s, right? That like, I'm sorry, no, my life is not over.
Right.
I have a lot more to do in this world.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I don't want, you know, I don't know whether people are going to put me down and discredit me. Well, you know, she's over the hill and so on. I just can't quite shake that. It was like I was in a multi-level marketing and my mentor didn't consider helping me. I think because she thought that, but maybe that was just my analysis of it. She discredited me, I think, or maybe I'm just being, anyway, what you have done for me is in your talking, I realize I'm just going to be myself. And as far as what I was going to write about and blogging and so on and so forth, I'm going to go ahead and give people some good health information, and I think I'm going to go ahead with what my original plan was.
Yeah,
you did help me, and I appreciate
it. Oh, great. I'm so glad. I mean, well, this is the thing. It's like when we try to not be who we are, we end up suffering.
That's right.
Right? You know, you kind of feel like something's not right here. And so you'll actually have a lot more fun if you just – be yourself, right?
Right.
And I will tell you, Harriet, I mean, people, there's going to be people who are going to, you know, they're going to, I don't know any other word better to say this, they're going to like poo-poo you, you know, they're just going to be like, oh, whatever, Harriet. There's people, but those, I mean, that being a leader is just saying thank you for sharing and continuing, right? Because there's also people out there who are waiting for you. I mean, they're waiting for you, Harriet. There's, you know, 80-year-olds out there who are like, Are you kidding? I feel like I'm 50, and I've got like 20, 30 more years with the way the medical care is going on right now, and I want to, like, have a new life, and they're waiting for a Harriet to come along and be the example that you can really have anything at any point in your life.
Well, that's good to hear, and I appreciate that. I do want to help people. My husband is a diabetic and blind and gone all through, and he is now 85, and I've kept him alive.
Yeah.
So maybe I can help some other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And, well, that's one of the things I was going to actually ask you is, what are some of the things that you're proud of? Because that's one way to really start to, you know, look at that inner leader, because, again, leadership's not something to obtain. It's something I believe, and, you know, I've seen a lot of evidence of this too, but I personally believe that leadership already exists within you. And actually, usually we just have to get out of our own way. We're our own worst enemy. It's those fears, Harriet, right? Like, you know, they're going to dismiss me. They're going to think I'm too old. It might be those fears that are actually getting in the way of you being the leader that you already are. So what are some of the things that you're really proud of? Like, what points in your life can you look back on and be like, yeah, that was when I was a real leader. That's when I was really bold or courageous.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always worked for myself, either for a mission or for I've always hated having a paycheck, so I've always done my own thing, and I've been in many businesses and started many businesses and been successful in most of them.
So you've been an entrepreneur, which is, you know, as we all know, is a risky lifestyle, right? It's not that safe kind of office job, you know where your next paycheck's coming from. Like, so you've had businesses and you've been successful?
Well, I've always been kind of a free spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And just very interested, and I've done many things. But this learning is just, I've wanted to... I just choked myself. I just love this learning in pro.
Mm.
And I may be a little bit slower, and but learning is one of my favorite things. I'm a right brain. And I had a problem in learning in school, because I have to picture everything first. So I've had to, and it takes me more time to learn, and I didn't know the computer very well. But I am, I'm sitting down at the computer every day, many hours, and I'm going at it, and I'm because of pros, I will not give up.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is you've got, like I said, you got a free spirit, and you're, like gutsy, and, like, nothing will stop you. I mean, you said, okay, I had some difficulty learning, or maybe I would even rephrase it as, you know, you just don't learn in what some may see as a typical way. You still learn, you just learn differently, which isn't bad, and you've been able to embrace that and not let it stop you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stephanie,